here to discuss. Kate Kennedy has filed a notice of intent to file claim against Assemblyman Dennis Gabrizak. She has been employed with Assemblyman Gabrizak since the end of September. And during her time there, when she first arrived there, she noticed some mild sexual harassment that she was unprepared for. But in the last 2 weeks, the instances of sexual harassment became more severe and more frequent, and she was actively finding out what her options were. She was reaching out to friends and colleagues and asking what she should do next. She was completely unaware that these other women were going to file suit. And so when she did, she felt like it was important for her to step up right away to support what they were doing that is corroborated by the exact same pretty much pattern of abuse that she experienced. And so that is why she has filed this notice today and will be pursuing the case moving forward.
How would you characterize it in general?
We want to get the lawyer right here.
The working situation has to do with general counsel, and so you can direct your questions about that to the general counsel. They make the determination about her working situation.
Yeah. You're a close friend. How is she traumatized by this?
She is. She's young, enthusiastic, and idealistic. She was very excited for this opportunity to work as a community relations specialist and work with the public. Kate also is a very a big advocate for women and for minorities and for equality in the workplace and in culture. And so she's spoken out about that many times. This is a big issue to her. For her to be faced with it was stunning to her, and she knew she had to do something.
How old is she?
She's 24.
She's still employed?
Well, that general counsel at the Assembly is the one that is dealing with that, and I don't know the nature of that at this point. I would suggest you reach out to them.
Was this something that happened within the last 2 weeks that would have precipitated an increase?
We don't know if that's what it was. It was speculated by a woman who worked for Gabrizak many years ago, before he was an Assemblyman, that this was a normal pattern of abuse even back then. And that as he got more comfortable with the girls, she experienced some sexual harassment way back when and noticed it with other women. And her speculation is that he was more comfortable with her, and that's why the abuse increased. But there's no way to know that.
And that woman has not come forward to speak, has she?
She is considering her options as well. She was employed by him a long time ago.
She's a former staff member of
his? A former staff member of his.
Did Kate ever fear that... he invited her to a couple's massage, said maybe we should take a weekend vacation together. Did she ever fear that he was going to truly cross the line?
I don't think I can answer that. I know that she was very distressed about everything that he said to her and very embarrassed, humiliated, and frankly, a little bewildered about what to do next, as you would imagine any woman in that situation would.
Did she ever cross the line? Did she ever cross the line and agree to any of this?
No, absolutely not. No.
What's your first last name, please?
My name is Diana, Diana Chihak, Chihak. I can bring her theme.
What's your title with?
You can just say that I'm her spokesperson or public relations. I'm a friend as well.
Are you working with the Assembly?
No. Okay. I'm an independent consultant. So Prathima Reddy is the attorney on this case.
Want to spell your name, Prathima?
Sure. Prathima Reddy, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, H-I, M as in Mary, A. Last name Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y.
And you took this case why?
I took this case because it's important for Ms. Kennedy to have proper representation moving forward with her claims. I did meet with her today. We discussed her allegations at length. We finalized a notice of intention to file a claim. We intend on pursuing her legal remedies to the fullest extent of the law. And in reviewing her allegations, they are strikingly similar to the allegations of the woman that have come forward in the last week.
What are her legal remedies?
We will be discussing and strategizing and pursuing all of her legal remedies.
The other women apparently are concerned about the pay they lost because they claim they were forced to leave because of the environment. But she is still employed?
She is currently still employed, and I would ask that you direct all of those questions to the council involved. She does live here in Buffalo.
What council are you referring to? I mean, if you're representing her in this case, you don't know her status of work and whether or not Would you advise her to continue working for him, even though she's filing a notice of claim?
She is currently still employed. Since these allegations are fairly new and the claims were just filed today, those are all being negotiated.
She's employed by the Assembly.
Yes.
Is there any significance to the timing of the filing of this claim?
As in today? Mm-hmm. Or just in general?
Just in general. Well, considering that this did come out with the other women, was she planning 2 weeks ago, a month ago, given that this
I probably am a better person to answer that question. She had been feeling increasingly harassed, and so she was looking for options. I don't know exactly what those options would have been, but she was looking for a way to, you know, bring this case to the public and pursue her various options. That's in her nature, and she was, you know, just exploring them when this when the other women filed.
So is it fair to say that she was encouraged by the fact that there were others?
She felt like she needed to make sure she supported the others as well because it was happening to her. So she needed to step forward quickly and make sure that it was that she clearly stated these other women have these allegations. They're continuing to happen in the office. And
they've happened to me. Is one of the remedies that he stepped down from office?
Oh, I'm not at liberty to answer that question. I am, as her advocate and her attorney, I am here to strategize and discuss her legal remedies with her.
Would you consider this a possible legal remedy as well? I mean, or is this out of the realm of legality? In other words, I heard that one of the conditions from the other women was that he leave office as part to satisfy what they're bringing.
I think it's fair to say that the office culture would change if Assemblyman decided to resign, but I can't tell you if that's a remedy that's available for us.
Can you talk about the allegations that she's making against Mr. Gabrzak? Can you outline some of the things that were just egregious harassment?
Yes. There was inappropriate sexual comments made towards her on a consistent and persistent basis. She was invited to, she was asked to take sexually inappropriate pictures, to name just a few of the instances of sexual harassment.
Was she... Did she see the video that's allegedly out there? The video of alleging that Mr. Gabrzak was in a toilet stall and theatrically...
Those are not included in our current claims.
And what about the comment that he said to her that she should become pregnant? Where did that stem from?
I don't know why that occurred. She was offended by that comment.
What pictures are we talking about? Were they compromising pictures of herself or other women?
She was asked to take part in sexually inappropriate pictures and be photographed in that manner. She found that to be very offensive.
Did she do that?
No, she did not.
What was her reaction? What did she actually do when she was asked to do that?
Kate made clear that she was uncomfortable with these comments. She did not, in fact, take any pictures that were asked of her.
Is that the suggestion that she kissed a female associate?
Let me also say this. It's important to Kate that she tell this story, and she is going to bring it out in the future. But at this point in the process, it's more important that the legal process work and that the Ethics Commission do their work. So at this point in time, I think that we need to stop answering questions because we're getting into the speculation of what she did and what she saw. And she does want to tell that story in the future, but not yet.
Diana, that one question, though, about the picture is important because it was raised, and there is reference.
But I can't speculate on what she said, did, or saw at the time.
There's reference in what you're filing the notice of claim that he was asked to kiss another female associate. Is that, or are we talking about pictures of herself in a compromising position? I mean, that's, you raise the issue. I think we have to follow at least that one issue.
But the thing is, I can't speculate on, you know, I haven't specifically asked her for a moment by moment indication of what she was thinking and feeling at the time.
But
I know
Ms.
she was
Reddy
offended.
Might have. Be able to comment on
I can't speak on what she was feeling at the time. Those are the allegations that we have made in our claims.
But I'm saying we know that one of the allegations is that she was asked to kiss another female associate, but are we talking about herself being asked to pose in compromising positions? That's what I'm asking for compromising pictures. Because it sounded like that's what you alluded to initially.
I think that's one allegation, and the other one where she saw on the actual camera that was owned by the office of scantily clad women in hotel rooms, did any of those pictures include her?
As you can see from the allegations, there are various instances of sexual sexual harassment. I do believe it would be best to allow Kate to explain her feelings and how she was offended in those moments of time.
Does it help your case that she's not the only person making these allegations?
It's clear that there's a pattern and a persistent problem.
What happens now with the legally? Right? You filed a notice of claim, which gives her protection of a year to file a potential lawsuit, right? What's the status of the legal claim right now?
I can't speak to that right now.
Who did you file with? And who did you file the claim with?
We filed a notice of intention to file a claim against New York State, the New York State Assembly, and New York State Assemblymen involved in this matter. My client and I will be discussing our legal remedies and strategize accordingly.
Have you given anything to Sheldon Silver at this point?
No.
For the Ethics Committee?
Not at this time.
Diana, will that happen?
You know, that's one of the strategies that needs to be discussed in moving forward.
Silver said the other day that the cases were immediately referred to the Ethics Committee, and the governor said it's going to go to JCOLP, which is the overarching committee. Do you expect that will be the same process?
I think that you probably, at this point, want to direct these questions to General Counsel at the Assembly, because Kate did speak to the General Counsel of the Assembly yesterday, and so they're pursuing whatever normal, procedure that they have in this case. So I think those questions should probably be directed to them for the most accurate answer.
Have you shared anything with Terry Connors at this point, who is now representing Dennis Gabriel?
Not at this time.
Do you plan on, to what extent do you have to share information with him so they can do their due diligence and respond properly?
I have no comment to that. I'm not at liberty to discuss litigation strategy or communications that will be had on behalf of my client.
You're a civil rights lawyer. Is that a fair description?
Yes.
So you've had cases like this one, I guess, before?
Yes, I've extensively worked on employment discrimination cases.
Is there anything unusual about this one, or is it unusual because it's a state official?
I don't necessarily believe there's anything unusual about this case. This is the story of a young woman who was sexually harassed and is speaking up for her rights.
But I mean, on the allegations of the behavior that she's complaining about, is there anything different about this from other sexual harassment cases?
I'm not sure I can answer that question.
She's not alleging that she was in any way physically harmed. Am I correct? This was allegedly just mental and harassment in the workplace.
Yeah, she's experienced extensive mental anguish as a result of this conduct.
Was she not previously aware of other women who work in that office?
She was not.
Okay.
She was not. She did not know that this had occurred previously.
I just have one final question. If she's mentally anguished, why is she still there?
Well, why is she still? That, again, goes back to the General Counsel. It is my understanding, and I would love for you to clarify this with them, that all staff members of the Assembly actually work for the Assembly, not for their individual members. So, therefore, this is something that the General Counsel will determine moving forward in the way that whatever their protocol is.
In other words, she could move to a different office.
I guess that might be a possibility. I don't know. That would be up to General Counsel.
This is what court cases refer to as a hostile work environment?
Yes.
What's the burden of proof on your end, short of a lawsuit? What happens now? In other words, is there going to be a hearing? Are you going to file a lawsuit? Is the intent to file a lawsuit down the road?
Again, my client and I will be discussing our legal strategies, and I can assure you that she's going to pursue her legal remedies to the fullest extent of the law.
On a case of harassment, let me ask you this. What has to be proved legally for harassment? Does that mean that the words have to have the intent to carry through with the act? Is that what harassment is? Can you explain it to us?
Like I said, I met with Kate today, and we've discussed her allegations. This is the initial stage. We have yet to learn the specifics and details of her experience.
But what constitutes harassment? That's what I'm saying. What constitutes harassment under the law?
Well, we have yet to know exactly what her legal allegations will be. At this time, we've only put the state on notice of our intention to pursue claims.
But we've used the word sexual harassment here. What does that mean legally? What does sexual harassment mean? What do you have to prove in order to prove that she was sexually harassed? That's what I'm asking.
The sexual harassment involved is of a severe and persistent nature to which the claimant was offended or otherwise felt offended by.
And does that claimant have to believe that the intent was to act on the threat or the suggestion?
No, it's not phrased in that manner.
It isn't. No. So there's no, you don't have to prove that the person intended to act on what he was saying.
No.
Can you ask the legislature to seize, for example, that camera to make sure that it doesn't get wiped?
Yes, preservation of the evidence involved is a concern.
Have steps been taken to do that?
That has not been addressed. Like I said, we have only filed a notice of our intention to pursue these claims.
Do we know where that camera is right now? Is it in Mr. Gabrizak's possession?
I would have no idea. There's no way that we can know that at this time.
So you just basically took this case like just a couple of days ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a client who knows her, or how did they happen to come to you?
She's known as a civil rights attorney by a number of other attorneys, so there was a referral made to her.
Because she has an expertise in this area?
Yes, my firm specializes in these cases, and she was referred to me.
If your firm specializes in these cases, that must mean there are a fair number of them hanging around out there.
There are a surprising number of cases being brought every day, yes.
What are you hoping comes out of this eventually?
I hope that this starts to change the culture of corruption in Albany. In the past, we've seen an awful lot of this, and in the past, it's been a slap on the wrist. And I don't think it's been a deterrent to those that are in power to stop this bad behavior.
Do you have any ideas on your own why this exists? We've seen it at such high levels with Spitzer, to some extent with Mr. Hoyt, and now with Dennis Gabrizak.
Yeah, I'm not a psychologist. I don't know. I think it's very unfortunate. I don't understand it.
So, is it a power? You think it's a power thing?
I think that's an element of it, absolutely. You know, any time that you're subjecting somebody that you are employing, mm-hmm. that's a power issue.
And what about remedies for others you have represented? Have you been successful in getting remedies for people who have been abused in the workplace?
Yes. And there are various remedies available to every claimant. Every case is different to the extent that monetary damages are available. Yes.
And if there's, you said, what was the word you used? She's been affected, anxiety or whatever. What kind of relief is there for that? Can that be compensated monetarily, or is that?
Yes, we refer to them as emotional damages, and they can be compensated monetarily.
Okay.
If Dennis Gabrizak were to quit, would the suit continue because he was a legislator when it happened?
It's not a suit yet.
No, but then, okay, you file a notice of claim, and you eventually gives you the right to file a lawsuit. Would this notice of claim expire if he resigned, or does it continue?
It would continue.
So that would, if he quit tomorrow, it wouldn't be enough?
That would not have any bearing on my client's claims and the damages that have already taken place.